I am excited to announce I have opened up my schedule for one-on-one coaching sessions. If you want to become a more emotionally stable and spiritually discerning version of yourself, go ahead and click the link in the show notes below. These one-on-one coaching sessions will help you reduce anxiety symptoms, increase self-awareness, break generational curses, build your relationship with God, and regulate your emotions. If you are having trouble getting to the root of what you feel and why you feel that way, and don't know how to respond and react in positive, healthy ways, go ahead and sign up for my one-on-one coaching sessions. These sessions are designed to help you become aware of you. I will help you identify your reactions, your behaviors, and all things tied to your emotions and your thoughts, to create a strategy for new behaviors, new thought patterns, and new emotional responses. Think of it as spiritual, mental, and emotional wellness to renew and transform your mind with biblical strategies and principles. Sign up today if you want to begin transforming your life. Now back to the episode. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. My name is Drea, Big Drea, not the little one. Don't play. Don't act like y'all don't know. I just had to come on here playing. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to be professional. Okay? One of these days, I'm going to grow up. All right? Y'all know those memes and those videos that talk about millennial bosses and how if you have a millennial boss or a leader or influencer or whatever that you are like subscribed to, they barely take anything seriously. It's like we millennials are trying to become adults. We ain't never been no adult before, like for real. But it's like in business, we are struggling to stay professional. And, of course there is a time and place, but I feel like with y'all get it. Y'all get me. Y'all know what the tea is. All right. So anyway, I hope you all are doing well today. From the title of this episode, we are going to dive into how to stop overthinking in your business. When I tell y'all, speaking of cycles, speaking of repeating lessons, this has been one of the lessons that I struggle to overcome. This is something that I am now able to recognize. this is a trigger, or these are some triggers that I am beginning to recognize as it comes to, you know, business and strategy and implementation and things like that. So we're going to get into that. This is for all of the business owners, the entrepreneurs, those who feel called to create, those who feel called to operate in this industry and in this space. If you are a kingdom leader, if you are a kingdom influencer, if you have a purpose, if you know your identity, all of the things, this is for you. And when I say know your identity, what I mean is for so long, let's go ahead and get into it. For so long, I have struggled with my identity as a kingdom creative. I thought that I had to emulate those people who are already, you know, established and doing things on TikTok or whatever the case may be. I felt like I needed to look like them. I felt like I needed to sound like them. I felt like I would be more comfortable if I didn't fully tap into what it was that God was calling me to do. For example, music. I tried going into, you know, or I tried to label myself as a Christian R&B artist. But with that label, it restricted me. It restricted me from being able to create the things that I felt like I was being ushered to create. So talking about love, talking about, you know, relationships and loss and all of those things doesn't necessarily pertain to what is popular in the Christian R&B space. Everybody is talking about their relationship with God, and they're very adamant about that. Like, they say God in their music. They say scripture in their music. But with me, if I'm talking about God, I'm going to be talking about God from a personal space, meaning my words may not say God or, Jesus or whatever the case may be. Like, I'm basically singing from a place of connection with God instead of putting him in my music. Does that make sense? So, for a long time, I felt like I needed to do that in order to become a Christian R&B artist, but I'm an R&B artist that's a Christian. So, if I'm talking about love, if I'm talking about relationships and all of these things, I'm still a Christian at the end of the day. But I know my target audience. I know my range. I know my demographic. I know who God has called me to reach and touch. And that does not limit me to the Christian R&B space. Does that make sense? I hope it does. If you are struggling to find your identity in business or in creativity or your sphere of influence, go ahead and download the How to Identify Your Next Creative Pursuit. The link is in the show notes. So yeah, that's one of the things that I struggle with. But anyway, let's back up because we went and got into it already, but let's back up. So as I've been on this reflective state or this reflective phase in my life, God has been showing me that what he has placed on the inside of me is already there. I get so caught up in feeling like or thinking that I need more time or I need more development or I need more strategy. And every time I approach business or approach music or approach creativity, it flows freely. And when I say it flows freely, I mean I don't even have to think about what I'm doing. The creativity just flows. Like, I've gotten to a point where I am able to discern what I need to say, how I need to say it, what I need to do, how I need to do it. Like, I've been built up, I've been developed to a point where I can do it now. Like I don't need any more time to strategize. But what overthinking does is overthinking kills your creativity. Overthinking overshadows what it is that God wants you to do. When you are so caught up in your mind and you're so caught up in your thoughts, well, I don't know if I should do this right now. I don't know if God wants me to do it. Well, it's not giving me immediate results, so that must mean X, Y, and Z. Like, you're thinking too much. We're thinking too much. And those thoughts are being driven by doubt. Those thoughts are being driven by anxiety. Those thoughts are being driven by fear. The reason you are overthinking is because there is a layer of uncertainty that you have not addressed yet. There is a level of fear that you have not addressed yet. And what overthinking does is it keeps you stuck and it keeps you in a cycle of starting, stopping, starting, stopping. And overthinking, literally, it comes up throughout the whole entire process of what it is that you're doing. Say if I have an idea, I have that idea. Oh yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. As soon as I come into agreement with that idea, here comes overthinking. Well, I don't know if I should do this. Maybe I should wait. Maybe I should, I don't know. God, are you telling me to do this? I need you to give me three confirmations. What are we doing? For some of you all, God has already given you the strategy. He's just waiting on you to implement it. He already gave you the scriptural confirmation. He already gave you the signs. He already has been showing you that this is what he wants you to do. But fear and anxiety and doubt has been causing you to overthink. So this morning I sat with God, and at first I was listening to my prophetic worship instrumental music, and I was like, let me just open up this Bible, because at first I was going to journal. God speaks to me through my journaling. He speaks to me through prayer. He speaks to me through my doing, through my action, right? And so I opened up the scripture literally to Proverbs chapter 15 and chapter 16. And this is a these are scriptures that I have already visited, but I feel like God has been calling me back to this one particular scripture. I actually used it in an article on my Substack, I want to say a week or so ago. But Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 says, "Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans." When you get an idea, whether that's your idea or God giving you that idea, I'm not gonna get into how can you tell the difference? I'm not finna overthink with y'all. Okay? I'm not finna get into it, all right? But when you get an idea and the instruction flows and the strategy flows and you find yourself getting confirmation to do this, right? Do it. Just do it. Do not allow yourself to overthink. If it's flowing, go ahead and do it. Because this passage says, commit to the Lord whatever you do. Whatever you do. Yes, use your wisdom and yes, use your discernment. Do not do anything that will compromise your faith and your relationship with God. Do not do anything that will cause you to compromise your values and your morals, right? But if you have an idea and it glorifies God and it will allow you to create revenue in your business and it will allow you to be creative and it will allow you to brand and market yourself, do it. Just do it. But commit it to the Lord. Commit that process to the Lord. So, in your planning, God, what would be a good day for me to do this? God, like, this is where the overthinking can benefit you. This is where overthinking benefits strategy. Okay? This is how the overthinking can help you strategize. God, when do you want me to do this? God, how long do you want me to do this course? How long do you want me to do this masterclass? How long do you, like, that's where you use your wisdom. That's where the thinking comes in. I'm not even gonna say overthinking. That's where the thinking comes in. Overthinking comes in when you're, I don't know if I should do this. Lord, are you sure? Give me three confirmations. Like, no. Stay focused on what it is that you are doing. Commit to it. Lord, I'm going to create this course to glorify you and tell my story. Lord, I'm going to create this masterclass so that people can transform their minds and, you know, get closer to you, whatever the case may be. Commit to it. Commit it to the Lord. But also commit to the idea. 'Cause what overthinking does is when you get the idea, you process the strategy. You get into the process of like creating the link, creating the promotion, creating the content for it, promoting it. And then overthinking comes in, the fear, the doubt, the anxiety comes in. Well, maybe I shouldn't do this. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I should wait. Maybe I should change the date. Maybe I should change the time. Well, maybe I should do it like this. That's overthinking. That's fear. That's uncertainty. You can start with so much clarity that you will allow doubt to interrupt the process. And this is where self-control comes in. This is where trust in the Lord comes in. This is where you have to become more discerning of what it is that you're thinking about. If you started off initially with the idea to help God's people execute X, Y, and Z, that's all the confirmation you need. He will establish your steps, meaning he will allow the people to come whenever they need to come. He will send you the clients. He will send the people that needs your information. He will send you everything that you need, but you have to commit to the process. You have to commit to the promotion strategy. You have to commit to making the content. You can't stop and I'm talking about myself. I must be talking about myself because I have done this, y'all. I have done this plenty of times which is why I'm getting on this podcast today telling y'all, stop. Let's get out of this cycle, okay? We don't need to be doing this, all right? Because we know what we're supposed to be doing. God literally strategically placed us back into this season, back into this position where we can pursue business and entrepreneurship with wisdom. But if we allow the fear, the anxiety, and the doubt to creep in and cause us to overthink, we're not going to get it done. We're not going to see the breakthrough. We're not going to see the result. We have to stop stopping. Are you struggling to make better business decisions in your entrepreneurship journey? Do you keep finding yourself operating in fear, anxiety, and doubt when it comes to making those decisions in your business? Are you having a hard time managing your emotions as it pertains to operating in your business? Go ahead and sign up for my 3-day training on how to merge business and emotional intelligence. I'm going to teach you in this free training how to identify toxic, negative emotions as it pertains to your entrepreneurship journey. Let's face it, we are females. We are emotional beings, and sometimes when unchecked, those unhealthy mindsets and behaviors creep into our business. We create courses and programs to fill a void. We create content that everyone else is creating so that we can get more eyes on our business. We start and stop projects because of fear and anxiety. What is everyone going to say about this? What will they say if I try this for the first time? What if I fail? What if I... yeah, all of the things. I'm going to help you identify those negative thoughts and those behaviors that keep you from being consistent in your entrepreneurship journey. This is a 3-day free event on Zoom. We will have 3 live sessions on March 3rd through the 5th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is absolutely free, but if you would like to upgrade your ticket to VIP, here's the perks. When you upgrade your ticket from free to VIP, you get 1 business strategy session with me, 1 hour of one-on-one business coaching with me, any day of the week you would like. You will also get access to the live session replays on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening. And last but not least, you will get priority emails from me for exclusive offers, trainings, events, and notifications on what I am doing in my business. You will be the first to know everything that is going on with Living in Pursuit. So if you would like to sign up for this training, go ahead and click the link in the show notes, and I will see you next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. See you there. This morning when I woke up, before I got into my word, I had this thought. It just came to my mind randomly. What if you didn't give up? What if you saw this thing all the way through? What if you didn't stop this time? What if you committed to the process? What if you didn't allow fear and anxiety to creep in this time? What if you just committed to the process and that was the thing that would unlock your next level? What if you just stayed on the path and didn't detour? What if you just stayed in the presence of God when it comes to your ideas and your business? What if you committed to meditating on this scripture, Proverbs 16:3? Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. What if this was the catalyst for all of your ideas? What if this was your grounding scripture for your business? What if you began implementing this scripture into your business process when you go to God, when you pray about your business? What if you stood on this scripture? And it's literally a 2-sentence scripture. You can memorize this. Whenever that doubt creeps in, whenever that overthinking starts to come in. I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to commit to the Lord in whatever I do, and he will establish my plans. So if he allows it to work, he allows it to work. If he does not establish my plans, that doesn't mean that I didn't commit to it. It just means that's not the strategy that I should use. Maybe I should revisit on how I should promote this. Maybe I should promote this off of social media. Maybe I should change my strategy around. But whatever I do, I'm going to commit to this and I'm going to work unto the Lord. This is another scripture that he led me to, I want to say a week or so ago, Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. It says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." And that's verse 23 and verse 24. So here's the strategy for overthinking. Proverbs 16 and 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Plus, we're making an equation here. Y'all know I'm analytical, okay? Y'all know overthinking can work out for my good sometimes. Amen. So Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, plus, put a plus sign if you're taking the notes. Colossians chapter 3, 23 through 24 equals results or fruitfulness or consistency, whatever it's going to equal for you. But that's the equation that we are to use in our businesses. Whatever you do. Whatever piece of content that you create and promote, whatever business plan that you create, whatever venture that you pursue, whatever song that you create, this is your equation. This is the grounding scripture for your business. This is something I failed to do in my business early on because of the overthinking, because of the fear and the doubt and the anxiety, right? So without these grounding scriptures or any other scripture regarding, your work and business and whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you're doing for God, I was double-minded in all of my ways. What I would do is I would have this idea, I would commit to it for a while, but then I'll get distracted. I wouldn't have confidence that God would establish my steps. I would be over here taking control of everything. Oh, well, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that and blah, blah, and blah, blah. And yes, God will be leading me to do certain things, but then sometimes I will get off the path. Sometimes I would take matters into my own hands. Sometimes I would try to control the situation because of the fear. Y'all ever seen that movie? What's that movie? With Joy and Anxiety and all of the feelings and emotions in the girl Riley, Upside Down, Inside Out. I say Upside Down, Lord. Inside Out. Y'all ever seen Inside Out? Did y'all go see the last one that was in the movie theater last year? Y'all, when I say that's how anxiety works for real, let me control. No, we need to do this. We need to prepare for a possible disappointment. We need to prepare for a possible scenario. We need to prepare for the worst. And that's where anxiety creeps in. We don't prepare in a way where we're creating a strategy. We're just we're moving out of fear. We're operating out of fear, and our mindsets and our behaviors are reflective of that. In project management, y'all know I gotta go back to my project management hat. I gotta put my project management hat on. Hold on, hold on. In project management, there is a system. There is a systematic process to complete a project from start to finish. Y'all know this. Y'all should already know. I done said this before. But a piece of the process is called risk assessment. You, during this process, you have to come up with all of these risks to the business, all of these risks to the project. And then you have to create a strategy to move the project along if one of those risks were to happen. For example, say during your project, you have to hire X, Y, and Z. You have to hire a videographer. Let's go back to my music project. I'm gonna use that as a as an example. Y'all know I put my music project out last year and I created a whole project management system, right? But these are one of the risks that I ran into. Say during this project, I needed to hire a videographer. I needed to hire a photographer. I needed to hire a makeup artist, right? So I'm hiring these people according to my date, according to my need. What if they cancel? What if one of them cancels on the day of? What I'm gonna do? Panic? No, because I already got a strategy in place. This is the risk management strategy. I already have a strategy in place to accommodate this risk if it were to happen. So if the makeup artist cancels on me the day before, I already have a backup plan. I already have a person, a go-to person that I can go to, or I can just do my makeup myself. Okay, this is when your other creative skills come in. This is why I've been so adamant to y'all about learning and developing your skill set. Project management. I was doing project management before I even knew it was an actual thing. I said, oh, this is actually a field. This is actually an industry. Bet. Let me dive into this. Let me dive into this more. And what it did was it gave me structure. It gave me the ability to develop my skill set in something that I was already doing. This is why I'm taking a data analytics course to help me in my business, to help me with my processes and collecting data and collecting information that I need in order to help me create what I need to create. Y'all ever run into a problem that you see? Say three people come up to you with the same thing, the same issue that they're having. And this could be three different people from all walks of life randomly coming up to you. And you notice, okay, three people done came up to me with this same issue. What do I need to do? I need to put my problem-solving hat on. Let me put my thinking cap on. I need to create a masterclass for this because if three people are having the same issue, I know more people are having this issue. Let me create a masterclass. Let me create a course. Let me create a digital download. Let me create a program. Let me create a one-on-one coaching session. Okay. Do y'all get my drift here? Y'all don't hear me. Y'all ain't listening to me. Things that you are struggling with, things that you have struggled with, you can create something out of that. You can create a strategy for other people to overcome that. But when you overthink, you will not get to the result. You will not see the fruit of what it is that you are desiring to do. You will literally be going around in circles wondering, why isn't anything happening for me? Lord, why aren't you doing it for me? I see you doing it for other people. Why is it that they? You get into all of these negative emotions and you stop. All of these things that you are overthinking about is causing you to stop. It's getting you to the point where you're giving up. I'm up here recording my podcast episode for y'all, and I've gotten to the 26 minute mark, 11 seconds, 26, 11. Y'all know what scripture that is? Hold on. Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. I don't know who you is, but that number just stood out to me, and I know that's the scripture. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 11. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. Not the Lord calling us fools. Hold on, Lord, what you trying to say? Because I'm actually recording this podcast episode in the room with my dog, and he's over there looking at me. Okay, all right. The definition of the word folly means lack of good sense, foolishness. What is the definition of folly? Persons who do not possess wisdom are called fools. Their behavior is described as folly. Did the Lord just check us in the middle of this episode? I think he did. Okay, so If we don't want to repeat this foolishness in our business, we need to go ahead and implement that strategy. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, plus Colossians chapter 3, verse 23 through 24 equals success, equals results, equals wisdom in business, equals progress. Okay, Lord. I mean, if you know, it's your word. You know, you can use whatever scripture you want to use for us, okay? Like, if you want to, you know, if you wanted to use that to get a message to us, cool. If we want to begin to move in wisdom with our business, we have to stop overthinking this time. We have to strategize with wisdom this time. We cannot allow the fear, the doubt, the anxiety to creep in as we are strategizing, as we are committing our plans to the Lord. It is He who is going to establish our plans. What it is, a man plans his ways, but it's the Lord who establishes his steps. What scripture that is? It's actually in Proverbs chapter 16 as well, but it's in verse 9. In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord established their steps. So it's not that God does not want you to have a plan. He just wants you to create a plan of action. He wants you to move with wisdom. He wants you to move in action, but allow Him to establish your steps. Allow Him to establish your plan. Whatever it is that you do, commit to the Lord. Commit to Him. He's going to be the one ultimately to make it happen. But this does not exempt you for making a plan. This is why you've been stuck and stagnant, because the enemy has been trying to get you to not make a plan. He's been trying to stop you from making plans. If he can fill your mind with the fear, the doubt, the anxiety, the disappointment, the discouragement, he will stop you from making a plan. But as we have read, the Lord needs a plan. You need to give God something to bless. You have to get creative. You have to use your creativity. You have to use your mind to make a plan. Stop over spiritualizing everything. That's another reason why we overthink. Maybe it's not time for me to do this. Maybe the Lord is going to cause my husband to come back into my life and it's going to interrupt my plans. Maybe something is going to happen in the near future and I'm not going to be prepared for it. Maybe the Lord is going to stop. For the love of God, stop. Commit to the plan and go with it. Stop overthinking. Stop over spiritualizing everything. If you are a female entrepreneur and you lack emotional intelligence in your business, sign up for my 3-day training workshop on business intelligence, how to merge business intelligence and emotional intelligence to help you make better business decisions. We're gonna be managing our emotions, because where did that doubt come from? Where did that disappointment come from? All right. Every time you get into the process of planning, what emotion do you feel? And why are you feeling that? All right, let's address that so we can move on to committing to the plan. Because no, we're not doing that. We are going to make better business decisions as kingdom influencers, as kingdom creatives, as kingdom entrepreneurs, without being led astray by our negative emotions. This 3-day event is free. It is going to be on March 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and it's going to be in the evening time, 6:30 p.m. CST. That's CST, Central Standard Time, okay? 'Cause some of y'all be on the West Coast or the East Coast, and y'all be showing up to these live sessions and these life coaching sessions an hour early, hour late. And I'll be like, what's going on here? So it's going to be in CST time. For example, I am right now, it is 1:12 p.m. So if you are in EST, it's going to be an hour early. So if it's 6:30 p.m., it's going to be 5:30 p.m. for you. So we're going to be on Zoom. It's going to be live. I know that some people, they have scheduling issues and everything like that, but this is something I really want you to plan for. Like, this is not something that I want you to sign up for and then forget about. Because that's what y'all be doing sometimes. Like, Monday, next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we are going to be live. Commit 3 days. I just need 3 days. That's all Jesus needed. Hey, amen. Commit 3 days to establishing a plan, creating a plan of action in your business so we can stop repeating our folly. What the Lord say? A dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. I know you. All right. I have something special for VIP. If you want to sign up for free, you can. But if you want to upgrade your free ticket, you will get a one-on-one business strategy session with me. Okay? No group, no, it's just us, me and you. You'll be able to upgrade your ticket and then you'll be able to schedule your one-on-one business strategy session with me. If you need business development, if you need project management strategies, we are going to create a strategy for your business during our one-on-one, 1 hour session. Okay. Another perk is access to the replays. So during this 3-day event, I'm going to record it, but I'm going to be sending you guys the replays so you can have it in your archive. Also, you will be inducted into my email list, meaning you will get all of the exclusive offers, events. You'll be the first to know what's going on. Okay. You'll be the first to get notifications on podcast episodes, digital downloads, offers, discounts, all of the things. You'll be entered into my email list as priority. So y'all gonna get the exclusive before they get the exclusive. Okay. So if this sounds like you, go ahead and click the link in my show notes. Go ahead and if you are on my social media, click the link in my bio. All of the information will be in there. And yeah, I'm excited. Look here, because some of us about to get free. Okay. Some of us about to be free. All right. This is the strategy. This is what God has given us to do so that we don't repeat the cycle. If you've been listening to the last podcast episodes, we are getting out of cycles this year. Okay. I didn't know this was going to be the theme of 2025. I didn't know we were going to start the year off like this, but we're here. Okay. All of my content, everything that I've been doing in business, everything I've been doing as an influencer on TikTok, YouTube, everything I've been talking about, everything that I have been doing has been centered around getting out of toxic cycles. Amen.
Amen.
I hope this episode was helpful for you guys. I pray that you have an amazing week and I pray you actually implement the strategy. Because, like I said earlier, some of y'all got a strategy. And you have not been committing to it. So I pray this week you commit to it. I pray you make a commitment that you are going to stick with. Amen. I love you guys, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye. Y'all thought I was done? Go leave a review. Okay? Go leave a rating. Let the people know what's going on over here at the Living in Pursuit podcast. All right? All right? Cool. Bye.